he hurts the ones the most that he loves, only because he don't want to see us get hurt.
Right. Right.
And even if that means causing us pain to get out of that situation, then that's exactly what he's going to do.
Let me tell you. Come on. And you know what? But you know what's so ironic about this? Sometimes we don't want to talk about it. We'll hold that thing in, won't we?
Yeah.
We'll hold it in for a while, you know, but it's good to release. It's good to let go. It's good to breathe. It's good to inhale and exhale. It's good to, you know, and it's good to cry. It's good to go ahead and cry and get it on out and move, and let's go. Let's move on. It's easier said than done, but yeah. Let me tell you, it's easier said than done, but once you do it and get through it, you're like, okay, good, thank you. You know, but who's to say? Who's to say what relationships are gonna turn out to be when we get into them? Nobody knows. You don't know the end result. You do not know the end result, but sometimes we are so distraught and so caught up in the hurt. And we forget that we have a God that we serve that's like, well, you know what? I want you to forgive and I want you to move on. I want you to, you know, I want you to get over this and I want you to get over this right now. You know, it's like a right now God.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that was for me. I'm a claim that one. That was for me. You know, but like I said, it's easier said than done, right?
That is true. That is very true. Some very powerful stuff.
let's go into this because you know we can go deep into this that discussion for later. But I want to ask you this question: do you think men and women can be friends?
Oh, I believe I had this, was part of this discussion with a good friend of mine. In my opinion, I do feel that men and women could have a friendship. I just feel that there should be, I guess, certain boundaries, or let it be known that there's no attraction there.
Right. You know?
Because the only way that it would go past that is if there is no boundaries and there is some type of attraction here.
Mm-hmm.
in my opinion, because I've had guys who I was, you know, friends with, of course, through school, but we have never just had that, you know, it has not been outside of like a friendship. Mm-hmm. It was always like a homie kind of, you know, hey, what's up, you know, give me some you know, stuff like that.
Right.
But yes, but then you have guys that, you know, that have been in my life that probably had some attraction toward me, but I did not have the attraction towards them, you know, and had to let it be known, like, hey, it's best we be friends, you know, it just depends on the person. Like, it's like you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but I mean, you just have to be honest, right. You know, because I mean, if you don't let them know what it is, then
yeah.
They'll keep assuming that, you know, maybe something will come out of it. But, and then it's just the strength of that friendship, you know?
Right.
How deep friendship is, the longer you've had that friendship.
Right.
You know?
So. I feel like they can, but I feel like when there's chemistry, that's when stuff get happen. Girl, let me tell you about a story name about me. No, I'm telling you that has happened, and I felt really bad about it. I really did, and I didn't mean for it. Let me take this back. I feel like there was some type of attraction, but I think because we were such good friends, that's what made it. I felt bad about it, you know, and. Even though it wasn't anything really serious, I just felt like, oh my goodness, what did I do? You know, like what? I think that's the shame that I had. You know, and I think sometimes when you are good friends and you overstep those boundaries and you put yourself in a position, it's almost like, oh my God, what did I do? What? I mean, this is not. It was never. Yeah, it's like you know. It's like you made a sweet potato pie and you cut out the middle of it. It's like, I don't know. But it doesn't feel good. You know, you start having all these feelings and you up, you down, you know, you all the way all across the place. But I just say, you know, if you're going to be friends, you know, be mindful. You know, don't be sexual or try to be intimate or in that of that nature, because that just screws everything up. It just messes it up. Okay, I want to ask this question going next. How has God given you discernment when it comes to when it comes to building better relationships? This is a good one.
Discernment. Mm. And that's something I definitely had to, I guess he has, you know, that gut feeling.
Yeah.
You know, and there's been times I haven't heard it, but I feel like he has given me that gut feeling because I've always tend to have it when it comes to being around certain people. And I didn't really realize, like, that's exactly probably what it was. Because it was sometimes, it would happen, like, with certain people. Like, if I'm around somebody, and it just feel like I get that nervous feeling, or, like, something's not right about this person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out later on, like, oh, wow.
Wow. Well, and it shows itself.
Yeah, it's like, and I mean, like I said, it was kind of like a 50-50. Sometimes I did listen to it, and sometimes
girl,
I did not.
Girl.
And the times, of course, I did not.
Let me tell you.
Like I said, hold myself accountable. I put myself in a situation or situations that I could not get out of soon enough, or, you know. But I mean, that I put that on me because I wasn't listening to the feeling that I was having.
Right. So, girl. Yeah. Let me tell you, I ran across a nutty buddy, and it took a woman to tell me. She says, Valencia, that girl you going on a trip with gonna show you her true colors. I was like, no, that would never happen. And honey, let me tell you, at this time I had a cell phone, but I think I had a house phone too. I'm telling my age a little bit, but I had a house phone too. I was holding that cordless phone, Carmen. I couldn't even. The phone started flipping in my hand because I was about to start talking and cussing and acting fool. Before you know, the phone had done fell and hung up. I was about to light into, because she had to lit into me like a Christmas tree.
not a Christmas tree.
Yeah, she lit me up like a Christmas tree. And in my head, I was like, well, what did I do? You know, I think it took like 2 or 3 weeks. And the remembrance of what that lady said came up. I said, she told me she was going to show her true colors. Yes. And show enough.
That's crazy.
Oh, show enough. I thought a dragon was coming after me. I said, look at this. And I'm telling you, it was just like, whoa, wow.
Yeah, and people be knowing, and they tell you stuff ahead of time, and then you're like, no, and then I gotta see it for myself, and then lo and behold.
But you gotta go through it. But you know what? I think it's a huge test. Only God could test you like that.
Yes.
Just to see what you're gonna do. I couldn't even get the. I wanted to cuss so bad. I couldn't even get the cuss words out of my mouth because the phone that fell on the floor.
Yeah, there's definitely something serious.
I said, Lord, you got this one. I said, because I wanted to boop 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 boop. I was finna light it to her, but it just so happened the phone hung up. I said, that Lord, that was you.
Yes, he tried to keep saying those choice words.
Yes. I was being ready to say some. I was getting ready to say words we don't, you know, they don't have in the dictionary. They don't have these words in the dictionary. We know what they mean. Right. We know what they mean, but they ain't even in the dictionary, Carmen.
Yeah, it would make sense to me, but.
But it's all good. I learned, you know, I I've been around people and I've had to, you know, understand like, okay, that's who you are. That, okay, cool. I got you. Okay, cool. But it makes me understand, well, I want to keep myself in this inside this environment? Do I want to dwell here? You know, and you have to ask yourself that question, you know, and you better be smart about it. You know, all of them relationships ain't good relationship. They can leave residue.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Ooh, Carmen. Residue or spiritual ties? Come on now. Mm-mm. That stuff you got to pray off you.
You
literally have to pray certain things off of you. Even old jobs too, old bosses.
Oh yes.
Come on now.
You even get on the part about no boss.
Now, come on now. You gotta pray that stuff off you because it be like I said, you go through those seasons, you go through those different changes. You gotta pray those things off of you. You know, and you just have to pray that one time, and then God heard you, and then boom, go on with you about your business. Just go on. So it's good that God gives us discernment to understand, you know, what is, you know, who the people that's supposed to be there, you know, good, our understanding in general, just knowledge, wisdom, and understanding is a part of discernment.
Yeah. It's also just putting you when you're in certain situations.
Right.
Another thing that I realized, when you start just getting to feel uncomfortable. It's like the longer you stay there, you get.
You be like, oh,
uncomfortable. And it's just like, okay, that means it's time for me to go.
Yeah. I got to skedaddle.
Yeah. That's another thing, too. It's
come
just
on.
Like, I'm just really just unhappy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, my joy, I feel like my joy and my peace is just being just sucked right out of me.
Come on now, Carmen. You preach it down.
It's time for me to go. You know, and as much as, like, I want to be in a certain place because of, like, for other reasons, but I got to also look at what it's doing to me for myself. All I can do is just pray for others that are involved.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I say that too because it can be hard. That can be somewhat hard when you have a group of girlfriends. You know, I feel like sometimes your circle can be five. You know, but if you have a circle bigger than five, that can be complicated. You know, or you know, if you're a strong pack, that's good. If you're a praying pack, that's even better. You know, so I just say be mindful of you know, forming certain relationships or you know so forth. But you know, if like I said, if you're holding each other accountable or you're there to lift each other up and keep each other inspired, by all means necessary. You know, I don't discard any, you know, individuals who's doing a positive thing to encourage one another. That's always a plus. That's a plus. So we're going to go on to our last question, and it says, what's your advice to young men and women concerning this topic?
My advice to young men and women. Well, for the relationship aspect, like we mentioned before, I think definitely looking for those red flags, looking how that person, how they influence you in a way. Is it something positive or negative?
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that the group of people that you surround yourself by, they will influence you in some type of way.
Right.
Also, with relationships, hold on, I'm sorry, I'm deep in thought.
No worries.
With relationships, like I mentioned before, like definitely setting boundaries. As much as it's hard, like you don't want to, I feel like the friendship, would still be there if, I guess, there was just a, it may hurt, but if there's like some comprehension behind it, both of you are able to understand one another's feelings and whatnot, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel that it can still work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Even though the person's feelings may end up getting hurt in the process, but not that you're intentionally wanting to hurt that person's feelings,
mm-hmm.
but just wanting to know, like, you're not on the same, let's say, that same wavelength, like they are.
Right, man.
For discernment, just knowing, because, I mean, everybody's different. Mm-hmm. I've told you how I experience certain things when it comes to, like, discerning things. God placed, like, these gut feelings in me that I some have experienced. Everybody else is different. Just knowing exactly, like, if you start detecting patterns when mm-hmm. you're in certain situations, or you start feeling like something is not right, then mm-hmm. I would go with that. That could be a way of you being able to discern. So discernment from God
himself, yeah.
letting you know, like, hey, you know, this is not it for you. I'm trying to show you, like, you need to leave.
Yeah.
This is a red flag. This person's not good for you.
Yeah.
You know?
My goodness. Y'all heard it. Yeah, you said it, Carmen. They better listen. You go get your belt just in case they don't listen. Go get your belt. Tear them legs.
I will definitely go get that belt.
Go get it, because they better listen. You know, I when it comes to relationships altogether, you know, these are just general questions. You know, sometimes you may have, you know, your own questions. You know, I would say, you know, sometimes when you're wanting to know certain things, I would say jot down those questions and answer them for yourself. You know, you get your own answer, you know, but it doesn't take a rocket science to understand your own feelings and how you want to be, you know, dealt with and how you want people to treat you and, you know, so forth, you know. That's important, you know. It is important, but sometimes we don't teach those things. We don't teach people how to treat us. We don't allow people to learn who we are as individuals, because we change and we grow. Sometimes our families want us to stay the same. Our families want us to stay the same, girl. I remember when you, no, you don't, because I don't do that no more. you know,
exactly,
you know, but they forget. They, you know, they love to bring up the oldest, you know, and sometimes we want.
I have to keep saying myself, you know, even though, yes, I'm 28 years old.
Yeah.
Though, so still, I just have that right now. Like, I always have to say, like, I can't really hang like that no more.
Right.
Because it's just, like, I don't have that kind of energy like I used
yeah.
to in my
Come
earlier
on.
20s.
Yeah.
You know.
You could get out there and tear it up. You could tear the club up.
Me being in college, you know, and, of course, I mean, in college, used to go to some parties here and there, you know. I just don't have that energy like how I used to have then.
Stuff changed.
Like, chilling at the house, or like just maybe hang out with a few friends, or even my line sisters, or, you know, sorority sisters, or just, you know, just go and just have a good time, enjoy, relax. That's
right.
That's just where I'm at, you know.
Hey, man. Hey, you got to, like I said, you better get in where you fit in, but you better get your life in order when it comes to building better relationships and, you know, go so forth. But I'm so happy Miss Tucker was able to join me on the podcast, now on Girl Talk. So you guys want to be on Girl Talk, hit me up. Y'all heard that foolishness in the background. You could tell them in New York. Lord, I just pray for, you know, soundproof windows when I move. I just need soundproof windows, Jesus. Soundproof. Nobody can hear me, you know, just in case something happens. I don't know. But anyways, we have had a wonderful time having Girl Talk. I am just so pleased with, you know, I love your In the Wilderness. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, it's definitely a work in progress.
Amen. Amen.
God has just really been, he's just been really good to me. Like, something like this, like, it's way bigger than me. Like,
yeah.
you wouldn't be talking to the old me.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would. The old me probably would not be doing this right, like, at all.
Right.
It's just, I look at this every time and I'm just like, wow, like, this is really me. Someone is like, I used to be a complete introvert. I was, you know. But it's just like seeing myself, you know, doing Escape in the Wilderness is really, you know, the fact of me being able to share experiences. Like I said, like, we all go through a wilderness season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us have been tested. And me being able to just be transparent with things I went through, letting them know, like, hey, I'm not perfect. I went through X, Y, and Z.
Right.
You know, just make things relatable to others that is willing to receive what I'm putting out there.
Right.
You know, and of course, I mean, it's not for everybody, but it's for, like I said, I had to always remind myself, it's for those who's willing to receive it.
Right, right. Amen. Well, I think it's wonderful. I think that, you know, and I talked about that before. I talked about just being a beam of light. You know, you don't know who you're encouraging. You don't know who needs to see that message. You don't know. It's a part of giving. It definitely is a part of giving. And I think, you know, people can use social media for good things. You know, and I think this is definitely a good thing, you know, and it's a new thing, and God is doing new things in you, you know, so definitely I am so just encouraged by you just being a woman of faith and a woman who is after God's own heart. That is just truly a blessing. A blessing.
Yes, thank you so much.
thank you. And many blessings going forward. I hope with all the projects that you're working on, I hope that God just overflows you with creativity and all the light in the, you know, encouragement going forward. Absolutely. Thank you so much for being on the show, Miss Carmen Tucker. You guys check out Carmen. Tell them your Instagram handle.
Oh, my Instagram handle is journey_W4with_Carmen. That's Carmen, K-A-R-M-E-N. Yes.
Amen. Hey, y'all,
go follow me.
Go follow her. Go listen to her in the wilderness. Yes, indeed. You guys be awesome. Be blessed. This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. Peace out.
Woo-hoo. Have a good evening.
Amen.